Heavenly Father, as we come before you as your people this morning, we just want to lift up your name in praise and adoration. We lift you up, Lord, because you're King of kings and Lord of lords. We praise your name. We bless your name this morning, Lord. We pray that as your people come before you with praise and thanksgiving, that you may pour down your blessings today on us. We pray that you may fill our hearts, and may your presence in this place make a difference in our lives today. Thank you for hearing us, and may our worship meet your divine approval. We pray these mercies in your Son's holy name. Amen.
Good morning, Imani. Good morning, Imani. Oh, what a privilege it is to be in the house of the Lord this morning. There is no better place that you and I could find ourselves this morning than being in the house of the Lord. Heaven is rejoicing this morning to see each and every one of us here in the presence of the Lord. There are others who would love to be here and for whatever reason are not able to. There are some who didn't make it this morning, and so we have to be grateful and be thankful that God has spared our unworthy lives to be here this morning. I want to take this opportunity to welcome each and every one to the house of the Lord. I want to pray that today as we worship the Lord, as we worship our Creator and our King, that we would receive the blessing that we all stand in need of. I also trust that if there's anyone that is visiting with us for the first time, I didn't get your name, but we want to take this special time to welcome you to the house of the Lord. And we trust that your experience here today with us at Imani will make you want to come back and worship with us another time. And so feel at home this morning. Feel the presence of God very close to you. And let us all welcome each other. Let us all show love as we sing the song that talks about the Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you.
Girls, you have a toy? Good. I didn't get a good morning back. Thank you very much. How are you guys doing today? Good. Okay, we're going to be doing a story this morning, but before we get to the story, does any of you guys like this picture right here? Yeah? What do you like about the picture? The panda. You guys are going to get one of your way, our parents, because I'm sorry that I don't have it up on the projector for you, but this is promoting Vacation Bible School. And I, too, am going to need your help. So I'm going to need to talk with the parents after church so we could put all this together. But Vacation Bible School starts on the 8th of August until the 13th. It's going to be from 5 in the evening till 9 at night. So it's a way for children to come out and learn about God and for them to have some fun while they do it. So I'm going to need your help, okay? All right, so let's put this down. Did you guys all get some money? Did everybody get some money? You got some coin? I didn't get any. I need 2. Okay. The story today is going to be talking about money. And so that's why I gave you some money. Have you guys ever spied on anybody? No, you've never spied on anybody? You have? How was it? Was it fun? Why did you do it? Did you have a reason? Yeah, what was your reason?
Because my pencil was lost.
Your pencil was lost, okay. Why were you spying? Okay, Cookie Monster. Okay. Well, Jesus in this story was spying. He was sitting one day in the temple and watching all the people that came in and all the people that went out. They had money boxes. So this is my money box right now. Okay? And so what Jesus was doing, he was watching the people to see how much money they were putting in the box. Two money. There you go. Very good. See, he's at the end of my story already. Very good. So what he was doing, he was watching all the rich people. What do you think the rich people were doing? They're putting a lot of money in the money box. And they came and they went and they put a lot. No big deal. They put $100 bills maybe, $50 bills in the money box, $20 bills in the money box. No? Okay. But they were putting a lot of money in the money box. And Jesus watched him as he went and he was talking to his disciples. And he was saying, you know, look, the rich people are putting a lot of money in there. Where was this special lady? She was called a widow. She didn't have a lot of money. She had only a little bit like me. How many monies do you guys have? You have two? You have a lot? How many do you have? 21, wow. You have 11? You have 8? You have 12? I only have 2. The lady only had 2. All she had was 2 coins. And what did she do? Just as she was going out of the temple, she put her 2 coins in the money box. Do I have any left?
No.
She didn't have any left either. What she did was she gave all that she had. She didn't have any more. All she had was 2, and she gave the 2 that she had. So there wasn't anything left, whereas the rich people had some left. I want to see how many of your money you'll put in the money box. Let's see how many you're going to put in there. You can just walk up to it and put whatever you want to put in there. Wow, they're putting all their money in the money box. Wow. Wow, nobody's keeping any for themselves. Did anybody keep any? Yeah, you kept some? It's okay for you to keep. It was okay for you to keep some. That's fine. What I'm trying to say to you is money that mommy gives you all week or daddy. Can I finish the story and then we talk about a car? We can talk about a car later. Okay. The reason we're talking about money today, and, you know, mommy and daddy give you money sometimes. Some of you get allowance. Some of you do chores and you get some money. Do you save any of that money for God? Yeah? How much of yours do you save? What percent of it do you save?
50 cents.
How much do you normally get? You have some. How much does mommy give you in the first place? Or daddy?
None.
Okay, he didn't get any today, so he doesn't have any today. But what I'm trying to say to you is from the little money that you get from mommy or daddy or whoever, 10% of it belongs to God. Okay? So if you get a dollar, how much are you going to give God? How much is 10%? 10 cents. Very good. So 10 cents of that dollar belongs to God. Okay? So when the offering is being taken, I expect to see you guys putting your little cents in there. Anyway, so do you guys all understand what the story was about?
No.
No? Okay. I understand. Anybody else? Yes? Can you summarize for me what the story is about?
Your brother's going to tell us what he learned. I don't know.
He doesn't know. Okay, Let's stand and let's have prayer. Just remember, as you go throughout this week, whatever money you get, you want to save some of it for God, okay? 10%. Are we all agreeing that we can do that this week? I don't hear any answer. It's just me that's talking. Yes? Okay. As you guys go, I have a little gift here for you. You can just take one, okay? Who wants to pray for us today? You want to pray? Thank you.
Dear Jesus, thank you for this day. Please let us give 10% of our money in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know how often you take personal time with the Lord in your own private closet, but I will admonish you today that if you don't, you're missing out on a great opportunity to talk to a sovereign, a God that had no beginning, a God that has all power. And you, just the two of you, in your own personal time. And I want you to know that if you make a vow to the Lord, a commitment to the Lord, He will follow through with the commitment. I don't know what ails you today, but I'm going to ask you that if there's anything that you would like to petition to the Lord this morning, that you will meet me up front. And if you don't meet me up front, I will pray to the Lord on your behalf. Anyhow, I asked the Lord months ago to meet me in the morning at 5:30. I said, Lord, if you will wake me up every morning for our appointment, I'll be there. And I don't mean wake me up as in I'm healthy and I'm alive. I mean, Lord, wake me up. And do you know, every morning at 5:30, if I don't hear a loud Martin, or if I don't hear something at 5:30 every morning, the Lord wakes me up for our appointment. So I want to tell you today that the God we serve is real. God is real. I don't care what anybody tell you. I speak from experience. The Lord is waiting for us to consecrate ourselves to Him. He can't move on your behalf if you don't give yourself to Him. God is willing to use ordinary people like us to do great things. But if you don't believe that you can do it, how can the Lord move on your behalf? You know, the Lord called Moses. And Moses said, but Lord, I have a stuttering problem. The Lord said, I am with you, Moses. And Moses still said, but who will you send with me? Let's take it to the Lord today, and let's, whatever is on your heart, let's keep it real with God, because He already knows. He just wants you to acknowledge where you are. Let's bow our heads. Oh, gracious Lord. Lord, I cannot convince the people that you are who you say you are. We need to come to you, Father, individually. Oh, God, but there are times in the past where you have forgiven your people even though they had sinned against you. But when they raised up their voice, oh, Lord, you had compassion upon them. And today, oh, Father, I pray on behalf of Imani, Lord, that you will hear our petition this morning. Father, surely, because of your great name, you will answer, Father, according to your will. God, this morning, I just pray that you will forgive us, Lord, if we have sins upon your books that we have forgotten to ask forgiveness for. Lord, I pray that you might cleanse us by the blood that can only make us truly clean in Jesus. We need you today, Lord. We need you, Father, to help us to overcome the subtleties of sin. Lord, there are those things that easily beset us that we don't even realize, Lord, is setting us behind. So today, oh Father, I pray that you might open our eyes, that we might see the utterness, the condition that we are in, Father. Help us to understand that a life without Christ is useless. A life without Christ, Lord, will lead to no place but damnation. So this morning, oh Father, I pray that you might help us to see, like Isaiah the prophet, that the words on our lips might be, woe is me. Cleanse us, Lord, not because we deserve it, but Lord, because you can. Cleanse us, Lord, not because we've done some great thing in your name, but cleanse us, Father, because of your great name. Oh, Lord, you've told us that you are a God of mercy. Might we see your mercy today, Lord? Don't let this church, this body, the conference, or any of your children, Lord, don't let us fall by the wayside because of our foolishness. But open our eyes, Lord, that we might see where we need to be in you. Forgive us, God. You promised us that you would if we only asked and we believed in faith. Lord, will you not fulfill your promises? Forgive us, oh God. Be merciful unto us. Help us, Lord, to find our place in this redemptive plan that we might be willing to reach our fellow man. And God, if we're standing here beside those whom we have offended, I ask, Lord, that you might move upon our hearts to seek out our brethren, that we might say, forgive me, or that we might say, I forgive you. Lord, help us to be a cohesive body for your sake. Truly, Lord, we are the Laodicean church. We are so warm, but we're not on fire for you, Father. And I just ask that you might not spew us, but help us to be cold. If we're going to be cold, Lord, help us to be hot. But don't let us fall because of our lukewarmness, oh Lord. Father, there are some who might be suffering from physical pain. There are some, Lord, that might be suffering from emotional pain today. Lord, it sounds so cliche as to ask for these things to be healed of us. But I know that you are a God of healing, Lord, and that you will answer if we would but only ask in faith. So today, Lord, I'm asking in the name of Jesus. You don't have to do it, Father. You didn't have to do it. But Lord, I'm asking to be merciful. We lay our sins before you, O Lord, like Hezekiah laid out the parchment before you. Hear our prayer, God, that we might be healed in this place. We pray, Lord, in the name of our loving Savior, Jesus Christ. And we ask, oh God, that you might answer according to your promise. Heal us, Father. Make us see that we can't move forward without you. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord. Amen.
Now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but a leper. And the Syrians had gone out on raids and had brought back captive a young girl from the land of Israel. She waited on Naaman's wife. Then she said to her mistress, if only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he should heal him of his leprosy. And Naaman went in and told his master, saying, thus and thus said the girl who is from the land of Israel. Then the king of Syria said, go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel. So he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing.
Then he brought him the letter to the king of Israel, which said, "Now be advised, when this letter comes to you, that I have sent Naaman, my servant, to you, that you may heal him of his leprosy." And it happened, when the king of Israel read the letter, that he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and make alive, that this man sends a man to me to heal him of his leprosy? Therefore, please consider and see how he seeks a quarrel with me." So it was, when Elijah the man of God heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he sent to the king saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Please let him go to me, come to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." Then Naaman went with his horses and chariot, and he stood at the door of Elijah's house. And Elijah sent a messenger to him saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean." But Naaman became furious and went away and said, "Indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy. Are not the Abana and Papar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters in Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spoke to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. 2 Kings 5:1-14, and may the Lord add a rich blessing upon the listeners and the doers of his word.
What you wouldn't do to see the glory of the Lord. Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes I wonder the days when God would visibly manifest himself to the children of Israel. Visibly, fire coming down from heaven, or what have you. We long for those days today, but I think the Lord is waiting for us. I think the Lord is waiting for us to honor him the way he deserves to be honored. We're going to ask the Lord to just flow to us and flow to you.
Let the songs of